This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
This week on I Recommend, we're joined by Noodles, creator and host of Ireland Crime and Mysteries, one of Ireland's fastest growing true crime podcasts. Noodles explores some of Ireland's most fascinating and often overlooked criminal cases. With millions of downloads, a growing international audience and a recent move to Go Loud, she's helping reshape how true crime stories are told in Ireland. Noodles, welcome to the show. For anyone discovering Ireland Crimes and Mysteries for the first time, what can listeners expect from the podcast?
Firstly, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. And secondly, I suppose if you're tuning into Ireland Crimes and Mysteries, you're getting an exclusively Irish true crime podcast that is very victim-centred. I like to try and focus on the victim rather than the perpetrator. Obviously, they have to be mentioned in the story, but I like to build a picture of the character of the victim, not have them, I suppose, as a statistic or a crime number, you know, and let people see that they were real human beings, you know, behind all these crimes, and just build a story of the victim first before I get into actually what happened to them, I suppose. And then I just tell the story of what happened, the outcome, and, you know, especially, and if it's a missing persons one, I'm hoping that somebody listening might have, you know, some information or something, you know, that, you know, might pique somebody's interest or pique somebody's mind. You know, it's something that they thought wasn't any bit interesting, but could be valuable to the police, you know.
When you're researching a case, tell me, what is your process? How do you decide which stories are right for the podcast? Which ones are going to be ones you want to cover?
Yeah, well, initially, I suppose I was trawling through the internet to find cases and that. And I had ones in mind, like, you know, I started off my very, very first podcast, which I wish it wasn't now because I was so green at the time, was Jojo Dullard, because I had a major kind of interest in those vanishing triangle, as the press call them, cases, because they all happened in the 90s when I was a kind of, you know, a teenager, and we were being warned to mind ourselves going out because all these girls were going missing. So that became my very first podcast. And that was the reason I picked that, you know. And then I've subsequently went on to do a good few more of those missing girls. But a lot of people now actually contact me now with cases, you know. Which is great, you know, and there's ones that myself, even though I'm doing all this research, have never heard of either. And I'm like, oh, I haven't heard of that one before. So I write it down. I have a list as long as my arm now, unfortunately, of cases, you know, to cover. So a lot of it is from listeners themselves. And then just ones that are like in the news that might need a kind of a bit of a push, you know, to get the word out and stuff like that, you know. So it there's various, it all depends on the week and what way my brain is going and what I think I should be covering, you know.
Obviously, we don't seem to have any shortage of mysteries and unsolved cases in this country. Is there one story that has stayed with you particularly, maybe long after recording an episode?
Well, I suppose the ones that would stay with me, there's not one particular one, but the ones generally that would stay with me are ones that involve children. Because they just really kind of cut deep at you, you know, an innocent child, you know, and I've covered a few cases now that have involved children. And those ones definitely do hit harder, I suppose, than, like, they all hit hard, obviously, but, you know, are vulnerable people, just, you know, people that may be vulnerable, like the Elaine O'Hara one that I did. I mean, she was a very vulnerable person that was taken advantage of, you know, and we all know what happened to poor Elaine, you know, so those kind of ones do kind of really hit home with me.
What actually sparked your interest in covering true crime in this format?
Well, I was a nurse in a former life, so I had a very different career in one sense, but then in another sense, I was involved, I suppose, with the public and helping people in a different form, you know, that were in a kind of a dark place in their life, I suppose you'd say. So I always had an interest in true crime. I always watched any documentaries that were coming up. I listened to various podcasts, not just Irish ones, kind of globally, like, you know. And it was, I suppose, through COVID then I was really listening to a lot of podcasts, you know, because obviously there was nothing else to be doing. And I was there one day and I was just kind of, I was listening. I remember I was listening to the West Cork one about Sophie Toscan Duplantier, which is an amazing podcast. And I was there kind of going, God, I wonder, could I do something like that? Now, I have no skill. I had no skills at all in audio at the time, and I'm still learning, to be honest with you. But there you go. And I was kind of going, no, don't be silly now, Niels. You know, you couldn't be doing anything like that. But anyway, I started researching and I started watching YouTube videos then on how to, you know, how to record, how to set up a podcast, what's the best equipment, you know, and all that. And I took nearly a year doing all that. And before even deciding what I'd buy and what have you. And like, when I was doing all this, I was never expecting it to become what it became. I was kind of doing it just to see what would happen and just to do the stories. And yeah, and then it just kind of started taking off, like, you know. And I decided that I decided as well that there was kind of a gap for kind of a different story every week. There was a lot of serialized true crime, yeah, you know, which fantastic, and I really enjoy them. But I was kind of going, there's a gap in the market for one that does a different story every week or every fortnight. I was doing it fortnightly at the time. And so that was kind of how I started. And I had researched and written about 6 scripts and recorded them. And they were sitting there in my files for about 2 or 3 months before I was brave enough to publish one of them. So that's how it kind of took off. And I've been building it over the last 3 years, you know. Like, I mean, I know I'm with Go Loud now, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be with Go Loud. I mean, they're fantastic. It's great to have a home now for the podcast. But I still do all the research and the writing and the editing and the recording. I do it all myself, like, you know. So there's a lot of work, but I really enjoy it.
Supporters will be so glad that you decided to take the leap and to pursue this, because even the way you're talking there, it was a lot of will I, won't I. We're so glad you did, because it has taken off. It has taken off for you, and rightly so. And I know the audience has grown massively, not even just in Ireland, but around the world. What do you think it is about Irish crime stories that are resonating with international listeners?
Well, I think first and foremost, because I've spoken to a few people that do listen from abroad. There's a lot of people listening in America. There's a few, a good few in Australia as well. And there are a lot of places say that there'd be an Irish diaspora. You know, New York always has a high Sinn Féin number, you know, for a foreign country, I suppose you'd say, a lot of Irish in New York. So I think it's maybe second, third generation Irish people that have an interest in true crime, and probably an interest in the motherland as well.
I know that there can be criticism for true crime sometimes because it can be classed as sensationalized, some people might say. How do you balance telling the compelling story while also remaining respectful and responsible? Because I know you've spoken to criminology students, and you have become an advocate for ethical reporting as well. It's obviously something you're passionate about.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Like, I always tell the stories with the victim and the families, because, like, I'm always thinking when I'm writing these scripts that there could potentially, I mean, Ireland is a very small country, be a family member listening to it. So I'll never go off script and start making something sensational that isn't. I'll never be sensational anyway. I'd literally tell the story as it happened. If it's particularly gory, which some of them have been, I deliberately don't tell the gory bits, you know. I have a cutoff point because I don't think it's needed, because, as I said to you already, I'm more focused on the victim and their life and what happened to them. And like my main aim, say, like people would say, okay, I can understand why you do the missing persons ones, but why do you do the murder, you know, the murder ones? Like what's to gain from that? Well, every victim has a story, and you know, some of those stories people can learn from them. You know, I do a lot of ones that are domestic violence based crimes, and you know, if somebody can see a red flag, you know, that they're kind of going, oh yeah, my girlfriend or my boyfriend does that to me, you know, or so, like if I can help one person see a red flag, then as I always say, job done. Like, you know, and I'm sure a lot of the families of victims that something like that happened would agree if it can help one person, you know, they'd be happy. And, you know, I do get a lot of messages from family members, you know, and they're always very positive, you know. Yeah. And as I said, I hope I am respectful. I'd never, you know, try to be disrespectful to anybody, do you know.
Are there any upcoming cases or episodes you're particularly looking forward for listeners to hear now, without giving too much away perhaps?
Well, the next one is a very recent one, which is unusual for me. I don't usually go too recent, but this one, it only wrapped up in the last month, and it's a very interesting story, I have to say. And there was a conviction and a sentencing in the last month, and that's the one that's coming out this Sunday. So that'll be one worth listening to. Again, has a domestic violence undertone to it, but people will recognise the name, I think, when they see it, because it literally was only in the news in the last couple of weeks.
Well, then there definitely will be a lot of talkability and interest in it if it is something that's been very prevalent at the minute. So I'm sure people will be looking forward to seeing what that is. Before I let you go, Newells, what would you recommend our listeners listen to other than your podcast? What are you loving listening to right now, or even reading or watching on the telly?
Well, I it goes without saying, my compadre in Go Loud, Detective John Sweetman's Lines of Inquiry is a must listen.
Yes, you know, we've spoken to John on this program before about Lines of Inquiry. He is fantastic.
So that is my number one recommendation. We're both singing from the same hymn sheet, I suppose you'd say, in a sense. And he does a fantastic job. And obviously, he has the background. He was a former detective, you know, so and he's a great guy, an all around great guy. So I would definitely recommend listening to his. Currently, I'm reading a book, if you're interested in reading. It's called For Valerie, and it's by a man called David French. And it's all about the murder of his sister, Valerie French, in June of 2019. And it's a very sad but a very interesting read. So that's one I would recommend to any true crime people out there that are interested in reading books. And I don't have any documentaries. There's not enough hours in the day. I haven't got a chance to watch any documentaries at the moment.
I think you've covered your bases there with things to recommend. That'll keep people busy. Newells, thank you for joining me on the show. Before I let you go, where can we find the show and you on socials if people want to follow along that way?
Well, I'm obviously on the Go Loud app, Spotify, Apple, all the usual haunts where you'll find the podcasts, and my Instagram, Ireland Crimes and Mysteries. I'm on TikTok. I'm kind of more alive on Instagram than TikTok these days, because as I said, there's not enough hours in the day. And so, yeah, so they find me there and Facebook, all those places, Ireland Crimes and Mysteries.
Newells, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat this evening, and welcome to the Go Loud family.
Yeah, thank you, and it's been an absolute pleasure.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.